Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world, and welcome to Interop Radio for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. I'm your host, Kurt Franklin, and we have a wonderful show scheduled for you today. We're going to touch on something that is important to every administrator and every user of a network, but something that really doesn't get talked about nearly often enough. We're going to be talking about network monitoring from the user's point of view. Now, before we get started, I do want to remind everyone that Interop Radio is the weekly audio portion of Interop. Interop Las Vegas, connecting the IT community, will happen April 27th through May 1st, 2015, at the beautiful Mandalay Bay Convention Center in scenic Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, if you enjoy what you hear here on Interop Radio, then going to Interop in Las Vegas is an absolute must. To get more information and to register, go to www.interop.com. And if you look in the description of the show here on the site, you'll find a discount code that you can use for some valuable dollars off your registration. Well, let's go ahead and get started. My two guests are incredible experts in the area of network monitoring from the end user perspective. We have Panos Vouzis and Panikos Neofito here, both from NetBees. Gentlemen, welcome to Interop Radio.
Hi, Curtis. How are you? This is Panikos from NetBees. It's good to be here with you on the air.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Kurt. Thanks for having us. This is Panos from NetBees as well. Thanks so much.
Well, gentlemen, let me start by asking what is probably a very obvious question. When it comes to monitoring what's going on the network, why does it seem so rare for people to do it from the end user perspective? Is it because it's so very difficult, or do people just not think of the user perspective as being the one that's most important?
Hi, this is Panos, and that's a great question. The reason that we're talking about this new type of monitoring in 2015 is because things are changing. So network monitoring has been around for a while, came along with networking itself. But what is changing now, of course, is this change in the way applications and services are delivered to the users. So now we have users sitting at many remote locations using all these applications that run on their desk, on their desktop, on their browser. And the thing that has changed here is now that the applications run through the network to a data center, private or public, and they are delivered to the user. So now the user itself, himself or herself, is becoming the actual detector of network and application problems. And end user monitoring comes into play because existing monitoring solutions are not enough anymore to monitor this new network complexity that comes along with the cloud revolution that has changed the way applications are being delivered to the users.
Well, when we talk about this user-level monitoring, are we always talking about just the users inside the enterprise, if you will, inside the firewall, or do we look at users in the broader sphere of those people who might be using the network and more specifically network applications?
Well, this is Panikos. So to answer your question, this it can be both. So So depending on the enterprise and depending on the operations of the enterprise, it could be that the users that are critical to your operations are the ones inside your network or behind the firewall. In other cases, if you're delivering services to a broader audience, then you will need to also monitor your network and your services from an external user's perspective.
Well, now, from either of these perspectives, I can imagine a network administrator saying that if they are doing a good job of monitoring everything else that's going on inside the network, all of the, if you will, all of the traditional network metrics, then the performance as the application reaches the end user should take care of itself. Is that true, or do we miss something if we don't take the actual step of monitoring out at the user station?
So, hi, it's Pons again. The problem is that network complexity has increased in a big step in the last 5 or 10 years. So now, when you deliver an application, think about you having a private or public cloud, and in order to deliver this application, you need to go to part of the connectivity might be to your own network and security, but part of it might be to the internet through ISP providers and through other network connectivity that's not under your control. So now the network engineer doesn't have visibility or control of the network that delivers the application. So the path between the user and where the application is sitting, which is the public or private cloud, is not under the control of the engineer. And now the end user, the end point where the user sits and uses the application, becomes the critical point, and the critical point that detects if there is a problem and reports that to the network engineer through a ticketing system or through the phone, for example. So this is right now a process that's being done manually. Think about it. A user at a remote location has a connectivity problem, an application problem, and uses the phone. He picks up the phone, calls the help desk, and reports the problem. So this is a manual process, doesn't scale, and is very cumbersome. And not only that, if we go on a step further, when the engineer now tries to troubleshoot the problem, they might have to call back the user to get more information. The information they get is reactive, meaning that it's after the problem was detected. And again, it's a manual process that it's difficult to scale and make it work the best way possible for both the user and the network engineer.
Well, you mentioned the reactive portion of it, and I think every network administrator's least favorite way to get a trouble report is a phone call, especially one that happens on the second or third shift, saying that someone is not able to get decent performance from a network app. Is one of the keys behind doing this successfully and usefully actually putting some sort of metric to the user experience rather than having someone simply say that the application is too slow? And is the only metric that matters how many seconds it takes before a cursor appears in the application? What kind of metrics do you try to drive if you're doing useful user level monitoring?
So if you think about it, you brought something, actually it's kind of funny that we are using a 100-year-old technology, the phone, to report a problem for a technology that appeared in the last 10 or 15 years. So it's a little bit, shouldn't be like this. And yes, I mean, the user can only report information and data that they experience themselves from their own perspective. Okay, so they might say the application is slow. Okay, what does that mean? How slow? Or they can say that my VoIP phone has noise, and that's the question again is how much noise? When the problem start? When did it stop? Is it intermittent or not? So, and of course, collecting this information from the end user's point of view depends on the user's frustration as well. If the user is has been experiencing the problem for a while, I'm sure he's going to be really annoyed and say the worst thing possible about his experience. So here's why now we need some kind of a way to measure this end-user experience in a very objective and accurate way. And these many different flavors. One, for example, can be latency. So how long it takes from the user to reach the where the application is running. The other part can be to measure something like voice quality. How much jitter does the line, the connectivity introduce? And all these metrics give now an objective data to the network engineer and the IT group to know about the problem and, of course, to reach the root cause and eventually troubleshoot and fix the problem.
Well, when you talk about figuring out how to troubleshoot and fix, how much do you have to know about the application and what's happening back, say, on the server when you're monitoring at the end user position? Can you be sort of isolated and only look at the data that you're gathering at the end user, or do you really have to take a look from one end to the other of the application chain to be able to know what's going on?
Well, Panikos here. So the whole user experience is end-to-end. It's from the server that delivers the application, goes through the network, and then is delivered to the user. So in order to be able to troubleshoot any type of problem, you will need to be able to have insights of how is the network behaving, how is the server behaving, how are all the parts that are taking place into delivering this service, and be able to pinpoint where is the trouble point and be able to fix that the problem. So you need to have the necessary information from either one user location or multiple user locations in order to specify if this is a problem that is global or if it's just local to one location or a group of locations and so on, depending, of course, on your network setup, depending on your content delivery network, if you have multiple data centers, if those data centers are synchronized between each other, and so on and so forth.
All right, very good. Now, we want to drill a little bit more deeply into all of this, and we're going to be doing that in just a moment. Before we do, though, I want to take a moment here in the middle of the show to remind everyone that Interop Radio is the weekly audio component of Interop. Interop Las Vegas, the face-to-face component of Interop, will be taking place April 27th through May 1st at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Interop Las Vegas, connecting the IT community, is the premier conference and exposition for network engineers, for people who are charged with designing, implementing, managing, and directing the use of networks in the enterprise. For more information, go to www.interop.com and be sure to click on the link in the description of the show here, because you'll be able to get some valuable discounts on your registration. Well, gentlemen, I want to get back into the question of end-user monitoring and start asking a couple of specific questions. Now, you have a tiny little appliance. I've seen some of these devices that are out there at the end user locations for doing the monitoring. Tell me what goes on in the NetBees appliance.
Okay, so the NetBees appliance now comes, of course, after the discussion we had about end user monitoring. And trying to solve that problem we discussed, we figured, okay, since the end user right now is the primary detector of all these problems, and actually he's the best detector of these problems because he's the one actually experiencing the application, the network, what if we had a user at every location that would be able to report 24/7 and accurately what's the experience of that location in terms of the network and different applications? So the way that we do this is that we install this device that you mentioned. They're small device, a very small footprint. It's the size of a bar soap. And the way they work is that they plug in exactly where the user plugs in. That's on the router or the switch of the network. So now the idea here is that we have all these devices around the network. Think about branch of a bank or physician offices of a hospital. And now these devices simulate users 24/7 in terms of the network and applications and report these results back to a central server where the network engineer now, first of all, can get alerts when something goes wrong. So now one device detects that loss of connectivity to a specific server or the response of an application is slower than it was supposed to be, can notify the engineer with an alert. And now when the time comes for the engineer to troubleshoot and see what's going on in his network, he has now all these simulated users that tell him at what location is the problem, when it started, when it stopped, and that is the first step towards getting the root cause of the problem. So it's what we call end-user distributed network monitoring.
Well, with the end-user distributed network monitoring, with that word distributed in there, is this the sort of thing where a company, you know, with a network might have just one of these placed somewhere out, say in a call center, or do customers tend to have a lot of these put, you know, at the various places where users sit? How distributed does it end up being?
Well, what we suggest to our customers is to have one of these end user devices in each of their remote locations. So, for example, if you are a retailer and you have multiple stores around the country or around the region, you would like to install one of these devices in each of those locations so that you have the bigger picture and you have more visibility. So bottom line is that the more devices you have, the more visibility you get of your network and the status of your end users.
Well, now with the more status of the end users, I've got to ask, do all of these, well, to first ask the question, is there then a limit on just how many can be used? I mean, is it one where you need to have a bunch of them, but you can only have 25, or is there any real limit on how many can be used?
Well, theoretically, it's unlimited. Technically, it can be limited by the number of resources you have in your central location where all the data is being gathered. So you have all of these devices that are in the field gathering data, and the data is then being pushed to a central server, and this central server is the one processing all the data in real time in order to give the network engineer a real time view of the network. So the limit is really on how big is your central server.
It seems like that central server is a limit that we run into in all kinds of ways. I also was curious. Now, when you're doing the monitoring, does the end user monitoring stand alone, or is it most effective when it's tied in with a lot of other monitoring as part of, say, a general dashboard on network performance with snapshots taken from a bunch of different locations?
Well, the way we approach end user monitoring is that we complement other tools that a network engineer have on their tool belt. So end user monitoring is providing another layer of monitoring to the enterprise so that we have a more complete picture about what's happening. I mean, SNMP-based tools still give you the information about the individual hardware, but then you have the end-user monitoring layer, which gives you the picture from the end-user perspective, which looks at the network as a big system, a big and complex system, but abstracts out the complexities of the network.
Well, you mentioned a couple of key words there, and they sort of take us into the direction I'd like to follow for the next few minutes. You mentioned abstraction and complexity. And those are two words that we use a lot when we're talking about SDN, software-defined networking or virtual networking. And I know that you're also taking part in the SDN lab at Interop. So is the role of end-user monitoring different in an SDN environment than it is in a traditional network environment?
Well, SDN is just the way that the network is being delivered and implemented nowadays, and we're getting there. But the end-user experience is still needed, and the same type of monitoring still needs to be there, because if we think about now an environment where you have all your virtual switches or routers, those devices, although they're virtual, they still need to be monitored, and you still need to know at the end of the day what the experience and the connectivity they deliver at the end user. So the end user will never go away. They're going to be there. By using this end-user monitoring tool, you can, in a vendor-agnostic way, or let's say a network delivery agnostic way, what's the end-to-end network performance and metrics.
Well, from what you are seeing out in the SDN world, do you think that end-user monitoring is going to become more important with SDN, or do all of the fancy performance metrics that are built into the core stack with SDN make it not such a big deal when you get out to the users of SDN networks?
No, I think we believe that end user monitoring will always be there, because it's not just the wire connection or the virtual the virtual LANs and the SDNs. You also have the Wi-Fi. You have users using different devices that you want to test any type of connections that the users may have to your network, and still be able to measure the performance to the end user. No matter what the tools inside the network tell you, it's still important to know how the user is experiencing the network.
Well, with everything going on, really, what's coming up? I can't believe that you've hit the end state. Do you have plans to do even more monitoring? And what does all this mean when so many end users are now hitting the network from some sort of wireless or mobile device?
This is only the beginning for us, and actually for the whole space of end-user monitoring. because it's an area right now that attracts lots of attention. And you brought up another part of the network delivery, which is the wireless channel. And I mean, if you ask any enterprise today, they'll very easily tell you that most of the problems they experience or tickets reported are coming from that front. And of course, I'm going to bring up the bring your own device trend now, that you have per person probably 3 or 4 devices they bring with them at work every day. So now you have another section of the network, the Wi-Fi net, that needs to be monitored in a way that lets you know what's the experience and status at different locations. And things are even more complicated here, because we all know that interference is intermittent. It comes and goes. When somebody reports a problem, 5 minutes later, by the time the engineer is there to find the problem, to troubleshoot the problem might be gone. And again, this is where this end-user type of monitoring, the 24/7 constant monitoring of the experience and collection of data, becomes even more important, so you can catch any problem from the time it starts and the time it stops.
So, and if I may add here, in terms of what Panos just said, that was from the end user's side, where is how the user connects to the network. Then on the other side, you have the different applications that are being delivered through the cloud or through a public or a private cloud. And those are getting more diverse and more complex as well. And you don't only want to test the applications from, you know, from a ping, trace route, DNS perspective, but you also want to do more complex transactions and so on and so forth. So this is also one of the directions that we're heading towards.
Well, gentlemen, I'm afraid that we're coming close to the end of our time here today, and so I wanted to ask as the last couple of things. First, now, tell everyone what NetBees is doing at Interop. I know that you're taking part in the InteropNet, but what are all of the things that you're doing at Interop?
So what we're going to provide at InteropNet is the end-user perspective monitoring, where we will have about 30 agents installed across the floor, and those agents will be, you know, monitoring the network where all the exhibitors are connected to. This is also a complex network. And then we'll be having a NOC dashboard inside the Network Operations Center of InteropNet, where the network engineers can proactively work on problems detected by NetBees and other tools. What used to happen is that they used to have people with walkie-talkies going around the floor so that they detect the problems, but now, you know, with NetBees, they can get more information proactively and easily.
Outstanding. Now, I also know that your company and you gentlemen are active on social media. And is there any place where you regularly write blog posts or are active on social media where people can follow you and keep up with what you're doing?
Of course. You can find us on Twitter at NetBees. That's NetBeez. So Bees is what we call our agents, so we call them bees, okay? So that's where the name comes from. And, of course, we are frequent bloggers. We have a blog on our website where we discuss network monitoring issues. And you'll also find us on LinkedIn, and we'd be happy to answer any other questions your audience might have offline. Thank you so much, Kurt.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both for being with us. We've been pleased to have Panos Bousis and Panikos Neofitou as our guest here on Interop Radio today. And gentlemen, we'll look forward to seeing both of you at Interop 2015 in Las Vegas.
We look forward to that too, Kurt. Thank you very much.
And we're pleased that you've been able to be with us as well. Thank you so much for being part of the audience for Interop Radio. Now, we have a great deal coming up as we head toward Interop 2015. Next week, we have people from Big Switch, another InteropNet participant, who are going to be here talking about what goes on at the core of the network. And with all of the talk about SDN, what goes on in the traditional core is still important. So we're going to be talking to Big Switch. After that, we have two great management-oriented episodes. The first one on March 17th, why social media and survey technologies are relevant to IT pros. And then on March 24th, an episode on digital transformation with one of our favorite guests, Romy Mahajan. We've got all kinds of stuff coming up in March and in April. We're also planning on a lot of great coverage from Interop itself. It's going to be a very radio-heavy show this year, and we hope that you can be with us for all of it. Now, if you're listening to this on our podcast, thank you very much. We're glad you're doing that, but we want to remind you that Interop Radio does go live every week, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. There's a great chat that takes place during the radio. We'd love to have you as part of that online discussion. There's also plenty more radio here at the UBM Radio Network. Every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Information Week Live, where we talk about what's been going on at Information Week and its sister sites, Network Computing and Dark Reading. It's the weekly roundup of the top stories in networking and enterprise IT. It's always a great time, and we'd love to have you there with us. Follow me on my Twitter feed. That's at KG4GWA to get the URLs and topics for all of these radio shows. Well, one last time, Interop Radio is the online audio component of Interop. Interop Las Vegas, Connecting the IT Community, will take place April 27th through May 1st, 2015, at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For more information and to register, please go to www.interop.com. And now for all of us here at Interop Radio and Interop, I'm Kurt Franklin saying thanks so much for being with us. Hey, we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.